The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined in the studio by Andy Holding to look ahead to the best of the action coming up on Tuesday. Action at Doncaster, Southwell and Fakenham domestically. And we're going to take one race from each course and try and have at least a winner or two. First things first, Mr. Holding, how are you?
I'm very well, Alex. Yes, very
good.
Well.
You've had a nice little few days, haven't you, down at Cheltenham?
I have, yeah. I've thoroughly enjoyed myself. First day relaxing, wandering around, taking it all in. Hardly any financial investments either way, and much more positive Saturday. I fancied quite a few on Saturday. I was really impressed with Harry Fry's bump horse in the last. I think she's a gorgeous looking horse. Ken liked her as well beforehand, expected her to win to make all. She did.
Bit of a puzzle,
yeah. I think she's a horse to carry forward for the remainder of the season. But there were plenty others which we're going to discuss. We've also caught the eye.
We are. We're going to go through the Monday jury. We've stolen it from the Racing Post. And basically their questions highlight what we'd want to talk about anyway, so we may as well ask them. We'll start with the first question. How would you rate John Spirit's chances in the Ryanair?
A very good one.
Okay.
Yeah, he loves Cheltenham. He's probably better on the old course at the moment than he is the new. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure he's had that many chances to run the new course, but the old course suits him. That chance to get a breather at the top of the hill, then to freewheel down into the home straight, where there's a long run from three out to the second last, suits his run style. He was just nutted rather cruelly in the end by Kay de Burleigh. Otherwise, he would have won his last four races over course and distance. And horses that love Cheltenham like that, you've always got to have them on any shortlist for the festival.
Do you not think he was targeted for the Paddy Power?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. But, I mean,
He's still good enough to
be a contender for the Ryanair.
Okay.
And it's a race that is synonymous with Jonjo, of course, with Alberta's run many moons ago.
Absolutely. So a decent chance in the Ryanair.
I would say, yeah.
For John Spirit, okay.
Wouldn't put anyone off if they wanted a backing, put it that way.
Fair enough. Next question. Which novice chase performance impressed you most this weekend? There were obviously quite a few at Cheltenham. Interesting to see Ruby Walsh gives Shanahan's turn at Punchestown yesterday, who, I've got to say, I thought was pretty impressive as well.
Yeah, but a good field. I fancied lots of memories and he brushed him aside quite readily. I haven't done the time for that race yet, so I can't really put a number on it to tell you how good it was, but I've put a number on King's Palace's performance, and he's by far and away the best novice on the figures so far. His jumping was fantastic. I didn't think he was overly in love with the ground. I thought he was struggling at some stages to get his feet out that really deep pudding in the ground first time up, but his jumping was unbelievable. I don't think he made a semblance of a mistake.
Do you think he just got tired close home?
Yeah, I do, and he was up against a strong stow as well. Don't forget Sausalito Sunrise. He's probably the more of a grinder and a national horse down the line. You can imagine him running in the 4 miler rather than the RSA.
Yeah.
Because he just keeps going and going. Perhaps Welsh Nationals and Grand Nationals are further down the line for him. But King's Palace, you can imagine running in a Gold Cup, serving it up from the front in a year or two's time. But that was a great start. Look, because a lovely round of jumping, just what the doctor ordered. We know he loves Cheltenham, but he just wants better ground for me. And hopefully he can later rest that poor run in the Albert Bartlett last year, which came from nowhere really, because up to that we'd pretty much thought he was one of the best staying 3 milers around.
Okay, but at least we know that he does handle the track now and handles it well as well.
He does. So,
same question, but with novice hurdlers. I'd say there weren't any absolute superstars, but there were still nice enough horses.
Yeah, I thought Willie Mullins run a couple of nice horses over in Cork. I'd be very, very keen on Black Hercules going forward. Hugely impressed with him. He seemed to travel really well. He jumped really well. He didn't beat Aloft, but he's a proper horse, he is. And that Sempura Medici in the first race is also hugely impressive. Cheltenham really didn't float my boat with novice hurdles. I didn't think they were a great standard this year. I thought Vito de Rock won on default, the fact that Sam Twist and Dave Samee went too hard on emerging talent.
Unbelievable race to watch, that one. Because I had no bet in the race, but I had an interest in Vito de Rock. Pondered a bet, didn't bother.
It's just 80-1 in running.
Well, I was watching it, and then it's one of those ones where you almost turn it for home or coming down the hill. I stopped watching it. Yeah. I was focusing on the others.
Yeah.
And then you see, oh, there's one creeping into it from the back here, and you looked and you're like, hang on, is this a different horse that's taken over? Because it really was a strange one. But you'd imagine that will have come on for the run. We better up in trip. There's a few positives there, but not high class, I wouldn't say.
I thought for a showcase meeting such as the Paddy Power, that the novice hurdles were not great.
Mm.
I didn't come away thinking that I'd seen a festival horse. And incidentally, there was a stat going into the weekend saying that I think there's only been one winner out of about 60 or 70 races in the last three or four years that have gone on to win at the Paddy Power meet and then duplicate success at the festival.
Is that novice hurdlers or just any?
Just any horse.
Oh, wow.
So bear that in mind.
Yeah.
Even though there's been some high-class stuff.
It could be that is the target. Like,
yeah,
as
there's not many go forward for the remainder of the season.
Okay. I suppose if they're fully tuned up now in November, it's hard to get them fully tuned up in March as well, I suppose.
Either way, I'll be amazed if any of those novice hurdle winners win again at
the festival.
At the festival.
Okay. Can Hurricane Fly regain his champion hurdle crown again? Of course, Hurricane Fly really bounced back to beat Jeski yesterday. No excuses from the Jeski point of view, I wouldn't imagine. I still wouldn't be completely losing faith with Jeski. I still think he's a lovely horse, and I think he will probably have come on for the run. And you saw people discounting him before last year's champion hurdle when he went to win. Hurricane Fly, fantastic horse, now 20 group ones and... or grade ones, I should say. Group ones, well, he probably could win them as well. But he's... do you think he could go on to win again at Cheltenham?
It's not impossible, it's unlikely.
Mm-hmm.
His last two visits to Cheltenham suggested that, given good ground against the speed horse or the younger horses, they just take him off his legs nowadays. If we got a heavy ground Cheltenham, then who knows? He'd certainly be a contender, because he did obviously slow the others down as well. The new one, Jet Ski... Even to a degree, Fahim would want probably better ground.
Mm. It was 33s for the before yesterday, 16s now.
Yeah, if you took a punt and went for 33s, you're on a good bet. But it would only become a good bet if the ground was heavy.
Okay.
But, yeah, I wouldn't also give up on Jet Ski. It happened to him on more than one occasion last year when he got beat in Ireland on heavy ground by Hurricane Fly, and he still went on.
Muddling races sometimes. I think Jet Ski's better when there's almost more than one rival.
He wants a big,
and they can take each other on, and he almost gets forgotten about.
He wants a bigger field to be dropped in and then brought with
a surge
with his high cruising speed, not rely on trying to quicken on soft ground, because he's a speed horse, and that blunted his speed on Sunday.
Okay, penultimate question. Anything else that caught your eye? We mentioned bit of a puzzle.
That was going to be my question. That was going to be my answer to that question. I'm really impressed with her.
But hard enough to just win any bumper with a penalty. But a listed one is, you know, that's going some, isn't it?
And a good race as well. There's a lot of fancied horses. Back to Craig Forsyth. Prior to the race, he said there was at least four or five he got a tip for. Ken liked the look of at least four or five as well, including the winner. She's a beautifully bred mare. She's fantastic to look at. She handles bad ground. She goes a good gallop. Take a good horse to lower her colours.
Okay, just while we're doing ones to follow, I'm just going to quickly chuck one in. I went to Huntingdon on Tuesday with Mr. Powell. Avenue of Honour won the bumper for John Ferguson. He's got a lot of bumper horses. That's one to really follow. The size of him, if John Ferguson can make a horse stay more than 2 miles, he'll jump a fence. He was absolutely beautiful to look at. So that's one that I'd chuck in just to keep an eye on from the past week. Final one.
Okay.
What do you fancy in the Betfair Chase on Saturday?
If I'm being honest, I haven't really got my head around it. A lot depends on the ground. I certainly think Silviano Caconti's got questions to ask. I haven't seen the full decks yet and what he's up against. But he does come out of a race which I'm definitely going to be following this season. I think the Charlie Hall is a race not to be underestimated.
Okay, fair
enough. Because Minora's time and his circuit time was of such a good standard that... he'd have to be a factor on Saturday, but if the ground was soft, I think Tekken Desoy would be a huge player.
Okay,
I've still got him down as a horse that I don't think we've seen the best of so far this year. Newton Abbott was a write-off.
Does he stay?
I think he does.
Okay. I think he will. Yeah.
And I think soft ground on Haydock on Saturday will play into his strengths. If he gave me a bet now at the prices, I'd have to have him. He's already beaten Silvio Yannacca Conti. Mm-hmm. As I said, I think the Charlie Hall's a good race this year, but on softer ground, he hopefully might turn the tables around with Minora.
Okay. 11-4 Q card, 3-1 Dinast, 100-30 Silvio Yannacca Conti, 6 is Tak and Dasoy, 7 is Minora, 14s are bigger the rest. At the time of recording, Tak and Dasoy, the pick for Andy. Okay, we're going to look at three races on Tuesday. We're going to start with the 1 o'clock at Fakenham. It's a selling handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. 6 runners going to post. The name of the race suggests it's going to be an absolute stinker, Andy, but there's a few arriving here in decent nick.
Yeah, not more so than the Omen, a horse I napped last week when he won at Lingford. He's in great form. He bumped into one of Paul Henderson's the time before down in Plumpton. He made all the running when he first made an impression on me at Worcester. He's a horse that you can afford to just keep it simple. In other words, just bomb him off from the front. He rattles along at a nice pace. The lad who rides him, Alan Johns, gets on really well with him. It's a bad race, and he races off a lower mark here than he does over fences.
Yep, Alan Johns pretty capable as well, isn't he?
Yep, he's not bad at all.
Yeah, claiming 7. The Omen, then, the pick in the 1 o'clock at Fakenham. Next up, the 220 at Doncaster. It's a mare's maiden hurdle over 2.5 miles. 8 runners going to post for this Class 4 event. And I believe there's one that you fancy pretty strongly here, Andy. She maybe doesn't win as often as she should, but she's been running in much, much better races.
Yeah, I've just realised the price, actually. I'm half tempted to just pull the plug on this one and not to tip it, but being as I've already nominated it, might as well stick with it. You're not going to get rich on the pirate screen, but she's just a nice horse going forward. I like her. I like her attitude. I thought she ran really well against a decent quality of field at Chepstow. It was the Persian War, it was behind Black Lion, of course, ran really well. Cheltenham over the weekend, certainly didn't let the form down. She does finish place more than she wins, but I don't think there's anything wrong with her attitude. She's just been in very, very big, deep and dining at top table for the last season or two. Hopefully this race will provide her with the win that she deserves, and with the King Yard still going well, I'd expect her to land the odds.
Okay, as she is very short, I'll put up one to finish second.
Go on then.
Balmusette. I remember Craig saying this one was very well touted for the Reeveleys when making seasonal reappearance. Really bombed out that day, but can't be that bad. Had shown some decent form prior to that, and with that run, I think you could have a nice forecast there, the Pirate's Queen and Balmusette. But the Pirate's Queen definitely want to keep on side throughout the season, I believe. And the final race we're going to look at is Suddles 310. It's a handicap over a mile. This, of course, on the flat, on the fibre stand. 14 runners going to post. One of those races, Andy, where you wouldn't really be surprised if anything wins. There's bits and pieces of form, of course form, and some consistent types coming into this one.
Yeah, none more so than Royal Holiday, who I think has run there 22 times and has won probably a third of those. I think he's 7 wins from the course, foot course and distance. Or certainly the course anyway. He looked in good nick the other day. He bombed out, which he often does. He goes off in front and set a good gallop. The time of the race is good. He beat Toto Scalacci, who previously won in a fast time the time before. He's got a good draw again, judged by what we saw again last week. Saw that very much going to be like it is in previous seasons. The wider you are, the better. You don't want to be going around the swamp around the inside. So he's got the best draw of what's likely to be the fancied horses in the betting. Others to mention or keep an eye on. One of them is Pym Street, who was given far too much to do at Wolverhampton last time out, but the Omira camper in good form, and if he takes to the surface, he could be very interesting. And Mark Lochnane's horse, Colette Callan, also comes out well on the speed figures. She's a bridle horse that has to be cajoled into her races, but we've got a bit of talent, and again, ran well last time out behind one of McEasterby's that landed a punt at Wolverhampton. Again, the names.
Pivot man,
yeah.
Okay, but the pick is Royal Holiday.
Pick is Royal Holiday.
Carries a £6 penalty, but Jacob Butterfield takes over from Robert Winston and he takes 3 off, so really looks potentially
balances it up
quite well in. Okay then, thank you very much for your time, Andy. Thanks for your Monday jury, and best of luck with those picks on Tuesday.
Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.